The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Lovely to see that you're awake. Your texts are coming in on 53102 and your shout out appeals are coming in and live at todayfm.com and also at today at team at SBS Today FM. That's the Twitter account at SBS Today FM. Now, it may be a little late to choose your third level college for this year, but Irish startup Unibrowse wants to make the choosing a little easier. You see, that's where they get their name, Unibrowse. Nothing to do with your eyebrows. Alan O'Byrne is one of the co-founders of the company that is also expanding to Australia. But let me start by asking about something tucked into their backgrounder. They say they're launching the second phase of their expansion here in Ireland, but they're keeping the exact details under wraps. Well, we'll see about that. Morning, Alan.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, let's just maybe do a little bit of probing. You are about to launch your second phase of Unibrowse. What is it?
Yeah, so the first phase that we kind of launched was in December 2016, and that was our search engine. So that's kind of where we started off, and we're kind of building from there. So now in September, we're launching, it's focused more on parents rather than focused on students.
But you're not telling me what it is.
Yep, so it's community. So it's an online community that parents can go on. So like students kind of keep parents in the dark a lot throughout the year. So it's a chance.
Get away. Why is that? Oh, yeah. Because they don't go to bloody college.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know, I kept my parents in the dark as well because I put them through hell. But it's a chance for parents to kind of come on and kind of, it's a community for them to chat to each other. So they all kind of share similar interests that they've got children going through the process. So they can come on and share their worries, share their experience and try and share, just try and help each other basically. So that's kind of where we're going out, where we're going.
Where is the business?
Where's the business?
In this.
Yeah, so
I'm hearing a community. It's all very lovely and all very nice and all, but yeah. And I don't believe for a second that anybody's going to share anything with their parents.
Yeah. So the business, like long-term, we'd be looking towards kind of colleges. So we haven't really kind of approached them yet about it, but if we're looking to expand. So we're going to go to Australia next and then we'll see what happens after that. But international students are worth a huge amount of money to the Irish economy every year. So they're worth over 900 million. So that's...
Whoa. 900 million?
Yep.
Coming into the
country, because an international student, somebody from outside the EU, is worth, instead of being 2,500 to a college, it's worth 25,000.
I saw that. So, yeah. I saw if you are a medical student coming into, say, UCD, yeah, that's what you're paying, 25,000 a year.
Yeah, it's crazy money. But
well, if you go to the States, that's really cheap.
So it's crazy money. And then there's competition between the likes of DCU, Trinity College and UCD, 40 students. So we'll be kind of hoping to partner with the colleges to try and improve their kind of traction with the students. So that's kind of long term where we're looking.
Small pond even.
Well, it's a small pond in Ireland, but it's a massive pond globally. So the global dropout rates are about 30%. So there's 250 million people or students in third level education at the moment, but the likelihood is that 65 million of those are going to drop out before they complete their college course.
When I saw that your pals who are heading to Australia are going to expand for the operation in Australia, I said to myself, those lads are going off for their year or 2 years off. Yeah. They're not going down to expand the business. Yeah. If it happens while they're serving drinks in the Wagga Wagga bar, or something good.
Yeah, so like Australia has doubled the dropout rate that Ireland has. So that was kind of, there's data behind it to suggest that it's probably the best place for us to go to. Now, if they want to do a bit of surfing and if want to have a few strawberry, I know Niall's a big fan of strawberry daiquiris. If he wants to have a few of them when he's over there outside work hours, that's fine.
But you are genuine about
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we're starting to build the website already, yeah.
Now, you are backed by the Ryan Academy. What's that been like for you?
It's been brilliant. So it's an accelerator. It's like the other companies that are on it, it's absolutely, they're great.
What has it physically done for you? Literally, what have you...
So as a startup, it's quite, we try to put as much kind of structure to what we're doing as possible, but it's a lot of it is kind of ad hoc, off the cuff. So what the Ryan Academy have done, it's been brilliant to give us a proper bit of structure and a bit of process, a bit of like method behind what we're doing. So it's kind of organized. It's organized chaos is what it is, really. It's really good though, because you get to learn from other entrepreneurs who are on the same route or have the same goals or have the same problems that you're having as well. So you get to kind of really learn more than what from other people who are having the same
problems, same issues, yeah, and all the rest. Yeah. How did you get onto that course?
Well, I was me and Noah are both past ECU students, so we did a master's in e-commerce together in DCU. So I just reached out to the academy, and they got back, and they were DCU were very kind of as universities go, they're quite innovative. So they were really they run all these programs, and they really back their students.
I was listening to an ad on Today FM the other day from DCU about their online courses, and I went on to see how much they were costing, because again, a bit like yourself, I was just interested in the funding aspect of it. Holy God, do they not make it easy! Yeah. I actually had to. I am now registered with DCU just to learn how much their online courses. If you're listening, DCU, please make it much simpler to find out some basic information. Meanwhile,
we can do it for
Bill. What's the big vision for the company?
The big vision would be to be the global leader for college course information. So, like, similar to what Skyscanner do. So Skyscanner, they aggregate information for the travel industry. We'll be hopefully doing the same for education. There's no one unified kind of centralized system that does that. So that's what we'll be looking to. That's to help as many students as possible going forward. So, like, in terms of like the graduation, if somebody graduates with a degree, they are likely to have 54% higher income. So if we improve the overall global situation by 1%, that's worth 250 billion to the global economy.
When you are promoting, say, take DCU, what are you saying to people? Come to DCU because...
Sorry, what was it?
If you say on your Unibrowse platform, I'm looking for a college... How are you differentiating between UCD, DCU, Trinity, whatever?
We're unbiased, so we're not there to promote one college over another. We're completely unbiased. The information is very clear, concise, and it's relevant to what has actually gone on in the course of the modules and what they're actually doing. We're not working with one college over another saying, all we're doing is we're opening doors. So we're opening doors for people to go and look in a bit deeper. So they can dive a bit deeper on... We're not competing against DCU or competing against Trinity College. We're trying to help them just open more doors for them.
Final question, and I haven't asked you this before. Yeah. Unibrowse, did you have a right laugh when you were thinking up that name?
Niall is a bit of a wordsmith, so he came up with that a few years ago.
It's very clever. Yeah. I love it. And obviously, we got a good laugh on the tweet machine as well. You are also finally, I know this is my second final question, you are looking for investment?
Yeah, so going for, obviously, to scale up, we're going to need, we've bootstrapped what we have so far. So to kind of to scale up, we're going to be looking to take something. If anyone wants to join us who's listening on the journey to...
K-Made, how much do you need?
A lot.
100,000, 100 million, half a million?
How much do you have? probably we're looking, I don't know, over the kind of, realistically, if we're looking to take on investment, it would be in the hundreds of thousands anyway, because it's a global problem. So we need to scale up and fast. So that's the reality of it.
And there's an awful lot of daiquiris to be bought.
There's a huge amount of surfing and daiquiris to be bought.
No, it is a serious business, and they will find you unibrowse.ie.
Yeah, for now.
Unibrowse with an E.
Yeah.
Lovely name. Very good. Alan, thanks very much for joining us.
Brilliant.
Do come back to us
when
you have expanded and when you've raised your money and all the...
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about combating disease through clinical food trials.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.